Welcome to the Daring Living Podcast, where we have honest conversations about personal growth, how to create success, and what it means to live a joyful and daring life. I'm your host, Certified Life Coach, Shirley Huang. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing today? Okay, let's talk about consistency. So I have noticed that I actually approach consistency and being consistent, like this concept, very different from a lot of people out there. And I know that if you are a business owner, you are a content creator, sometimes we get into this place where we judge ourselves about not being consistent, or you're not consistent with your habits and things like that. And there's just so much drama and judgment there. I know because I've just recently coached a few clients on this. And so I know that a lot of people struggle with this. And so let's really talk about this, because I want to share with you a very different approach to how you can look at consistency in a way that actually works for you. Because I think as empaths and as sensitive people, as artists, as creators, people who are very creative and who have this artsy energy and a very artsy vibe in them, sometimes approaching trying, like the idea of trying to be consistent, it might look differently versus like people who are very systems focused and who follow the logical mind and just follow the steps. For a lot of artists and creators out there, and if your mind tends to be more scattered and more everywhere, if you are closer to ADHD spectrum in terms of your neural pathways and how you think, then you might not want to follow the traditional idea of what quote unquote being consistent is supposed to look like. Okay. And as an online business owner, I've been in business for 4.5, almost 5 years now. I've seen people who started the journey with me, and a lot of them have fallen short and just stopped showing up in their business. And so I've seen people come and go, right? And I've seen people in my personal life as well who develop habits for a period of time, and then they also fall off track and then slowly lose the habit. And so here is what I want to offer for this episode. Instead of trying to be consistent and trying to show up in terms of your actions and your behaviors, right? A lot of people think about, okay, I have to be consistent with showing up on social media. I have to be consistent with keep on creating content and keep on posting. I have to be consistent with the amount, like when I sleep. I have to be consistent with my habits. I have to be consistent with my exercise. Notice these are all very action oriented and very like externally what you focus on. And so this is my offer. Instead of trying to be consistent in terms of your actions, work on being consistent with how you see yourself. Work on being consistent with your identity and with your belief in who you are being. Let me say that again. Work on being consistent in who you are being, and work on being consistent in how you see yourself on the identity level, right? There's a difference. When I really think about, because here's the thing, like I actually see myself as someone who is very consistent, and I've had seasons and moments in my life where I don't show up on social media, and where I take a break from my podcast, where I miss a week or two in my podcast, right? Where I stop posting content. Like those are all available, and those are all things that I've done. And in fact, I am actually going through something personally right now. And so I realized I had to really take a pause and step away from my business for a while and just work on the bare minimum. And here I am still recording a podcast for you today. right? Because I think this topic is really important. Is here's the thing. I don't really have that much drama anymore about consistency because at the deep down, like how I see myself is I just see myself as someone who is consistency, who is consistent at the identity level, right? I don't really have any judgment or any drama, any guilt about them when I don't show up. And so because there's a certain identity of how I see myself, right? Such as I see myself as someone who's actually very consistent over a long term. I am consistent in terms of being a thriving entrepreneur. I am consistent in terms of the fact that I am a masterful life coach. I am consistent in my belief of knowing that I am creative, I am a content creator, and I always share what is on my mind. And then life happens, right? And then there's seasons in life, and then I might step away for a while, and then I'll come back. The other thing that I really pride myself on in terms of like how I see myself and I'm very consistent in this is I see myself, I really strongly believe this, is that I'm someone who always come back. This is like, I'm consistent in the fact that I believe this thought about me. I'm someone who always come back. And so when life happens, like if I have a family emergency, if I had to step away, if I experience a week where I just have to take care of myself mentally, if I stop exercising for a week, if I fall off, like quote unquote, fall off track, I see myself as someone who always come back, like no matter what. I always come back to what's true for me. I always come back to who I am, and I always come back to how I see myself. And so because I'm just someone who always come back no matter what, I don't really make it a big deal when I miss one day where I don't post anything online. I don't really make it a big deal if I miss like a week where I don't show up on social media, because I'm just someone who always come back. Do you see? If I had to go through something and I miss a short period, over the long term, I'm someone who always come back and who always come back to what's true for me. I heard an interview with Elizabeth Gilbert, who is the author of Big Magic and the author of, oh my gosh, what's that book called? I am losing it. What's it called? Oh, Eat, Pray, Love. The author of If I Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. And she had this interview. I forgot who the interviewer was, but basically someone was asking her, what do you think is the secret to being consistent? And her answer is like really, really sat with me for a very long time. I think I heard her interview in 2019 or something. And to this day, I still carry her words. She said something and I might be butchering it, but this is her idea, okay? So basically she's saying how it doesn't really matter what happens to you on day one. Like life can happen, shit can happen, right? All these drama and obstacles can happen on day one. And it's all about how you treat yourself and how you take care of yourself on day two. Okay, really sit with the idea. It doesn't matter what happens to you in day one. Like life can happen. You can miss a day. You can not be quote unquote consistent in the short term. It's all about how you come back. It's all about on day two, how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, how you give yourself a second chance where you come back on day two. And so if there's anything that you can take away from this episode today is this, is that you don't need to be consistent in always needing to show up externally. Work on believing that you're consistent in terms of someone who always come back no matter what. No matter how bad life gets, no matter how deep or how dark in the hole that you get into, no matter how many things that you go through in life, like you're someone who always come back because it's just the truth of who you are, right? That's how you be consistent is internally how you see yourself. And so really work on that belief, really work on building that in yourself. It's always about your decisions on day two. It's all about what you choose to do on day two. And I want to offer that it really is just so much easier for you to come back on day two when you are compassionate with yourself, when you give yourself grace instead of being mean to yourself. Because the more you're being mean to yourself, the more shame you feel, the more guilt you feel, the more judgment that you have towards yourself, the meaner that you are to yourself inside your head. You might not say those things out loud, but inside, you could be thinking some very terrible things about yourself. You could be speaking to yourself in a very mean way. And when you're in that place, you hide. Why would you show up on day two when you feel so shitty about yourself? Right? So it's all about believing, working on believing that you're always someone who comes back. And by now, I'm sure that we can say that life is not about staying on track all the time. It's always about stirring off track and being able to come back again, stirring off track and then being able to come back. Like it's not linear that way. It's always about falling off track, coming back, falling off track, coming back, and always being able to come back. That is a skill to really work on and the belief to really develop within yourself. And then in terms of like content creation and my ability to keep showing up online and on social media and just keep on creating content, here is another belief that I believe about myself in terms of how I stay consistent is that I see myself as a portal for ideas to be expressed. And so within me internally, I literally feel like I'm like a portal, almost there's a funnel somehow. So I am consuming content, right? I'm consuming inspiration and consuming, and I'm taking in all the ideas, all the other knowledge and wisdom and information, and just letting them sit within me and chew on them a little bit and simmer in them a little bit until I'm ready to share and express them outwards. So I'm always consuming, letting them simmer, and then creating and sharing, right? And then expressing them out loud. And so I literally see myself like my meat muscle, my meat vessel, I'm a meat vessel, and I'm a portal for ideas to come through me, for inspiration to come through me, and for me to be expressed. And so I literally cannot share because not share. Because if I don't share, then my portal actually gets clogged up, right? Like I want you to imagine if I'm just someone who is creative, right? I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things and I want to say, I'm expressive. I want to share what's on my mind. And when I don't do that, more ideas just keeps on getting clogged up within me. And then some people call this, there's a term, some people call this creativity constipation, right? When you are not sharing and you are not creating, you will literally suffer so much within you if you are actually someone who is very creative, because you are meant to be a creator. You are meant to be a portal for ideas to be expressed through you. And that is something I really, really believe about myself. And honestly, a lot of the times, yes, sure, like it's about service, it's about helping my people. And there's also a very selfish reason to it as well, because I generally have no choice but to share. Like I really need to share and just get things out there. And a lot of the times when I share what's on my mind, that I can finally allow room and allow space for new things to come through me. So I literally have no, like I have to create and I have to share. And I have to create new things out there, because if I don't, like I will suffer, right? And so if this is something that you also feel like, then you can really ask yourself, am I consuming too much? And am I getting constipated within me? And am I going through a creative clog up? And do I need to unclog it and really express my ideas outwards? Because you might be someone who needs to do that. Okay. And so notice, these are all beliefs of how I see myself. I believe I'm very consistent in who I am being and in my identity. I'm someone who always come back, right? I'm someone who always come back to the truth of who I know that I am, which is, for example, I'm eating healthy, I exercise regularly, I'm always here for my business, I'm a business owner, I'm a life coach, I have an amazing community who is always waiting to hear from me. These are consistent and strong beliefs I genuinely believe about myself. Okay, the other thing I also want to mention is that also really helped me to stay consistent in my life and business is this. I surrender to the cycle and to the seasons of life. I surrender to it without guilt and resistance. Now, I'm not saying that I do this all the time, right? Obviously, sometimes I still go through human emotions and I might still judge myself and myself feel guilty. And compared to maybe 2 or 3 years ago, it's so much, like I feel so much less guilt whenever those things happen. I surrender. It's so much easier for me to surrender now. And that actually, because I surrender to it without resistance and without guilt, I simply allow myself to go through the cycle and the season and to come out on the other side so much easier, and there's less drama. Because here's the thing, there's cycle and there's seasons to everything. I think for a majority of us, we grew up in a world where we were conditioned to buy into the linear capitalist culture where everything is always linear, it's always up. You just keep on growing and growing, keep on climbing and climbing, it's linear. And that can be so tiring, and that is humanly not possible and not sustainable. This is the reason why we burn out. And this is the reason why we eventually explode, or we go through big life situations where I felt like we had to burn everything down. Because you haven't really created a way of how you see life in a way that is very sustainable. And so if you really think about it, what is sustainable? Nature. If you think about nature, there's four seasons to everything, right? There's four seasons to nature. There is, on a monthly basis, there's a cycle of the moon. The moon always come back. Spring always come back. Winter always happen. No matter how dark and how cold winter is, spring always happen, right? There is a cycle and there is a season to everything, including your human life and including your business. If you have a business, right? Including your career, there's seasons to everything. It's not always linear. It's not always up. A different way of how you can really look at your life and your business is how I like to look at it is instead of seeing my growth as something that's linear, I see it as spiraling upwards and I see it as spiraling outwards, right? Upwards and outwards, up and out. That's how I see it. And so over a long term, you are expanding, you are evolving to grow into more of you. And then when you look at things on the short term, there's those little spirals, little mini seasons that you go through in your life. And we miss that. And we forget about that. And when those things happen, we get really resistant about that. We're like, this shouldn't be happening. Only good things should happen in my life. I should be happy all the time. I shouldn't go through this drama. Why is this happening to me? And then when those things happen, then it's very hard for us to truly be with our emotions and truly be with the life events as they are happening in a very clean way, right? And when I say clean way, I meant like when you're going through grief, just letting yourself grieve instead of judging that you have grief. When you are frustrated and you have a fight with your partner, right? Let yourself be in that anger instead of judging yourself that I shouldn't be angry about my partner. I do see that's just a second layer of like human guilt and human resistance and human judgment. And it makes it harder actually for you to complete that process, for you to complete that cycle. So nowadays, I seriously have so much less skill and so much more resistance when life happens. When it really feels right within me to take a step back in my business, like I will do that. And then when it feels right for me to come back, like I'll come back. And because I allow myself to really step back and nourish myself without judgment, when I come back, it's always, oh my gosh, I feel alive. I'm so ready, right? During my time away, I have consumed so much. I have been with myself so much that I have a lot of ideas within me waiting for me to be create them, waiting for me to express them outwards. As well, I give myself so much gentleness and so much grace and so much compassion when that happens, right? When it's time for me to not show up, for example, when it's time for me to step away from a while, when it's time for me to just do the bare minimum, when this week I don't exercise, right? I don't make it, like I know at the back of my mind that, okay, I have to come back. I want to eat healthy again and all those things. But honestly, I don't really judge myself too much about it. It's more like, okay, am I ready now? Okay, I'm ready now, then I'll come back. No judgment. I don't take it personally. I don't make it anything about me and about who I am. Because at the core of them, at the core of how I see myself, right, I truly see myself as someone who is consistent, who is thriving in what I do. And even when you're thriving, life still happens. There's still 50% of all the shittiness that goes on. And that's okay, right? When you think about the yin and yang idea, is that your harmony is when you live with both and you accept both and when you make peace with both. Okay, I hope that this episode has provided you nuggets of wisdom. Sit with all of these ideas. And thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing week, everybody. I will talk to you very soon. Bye. If you enjoyed that episode just now, I would love to invite you into the Daring Living one-on-one coaching room. This is a very safe, very open, and non-judgmental space where you get to play, learn, laugh, grow, cry sometimes, heal, achieve milestones in your work, in your business, in your relationships, all along the way as you create the kind of life that feels successful and thriving to you. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at Daring Living to book a discovery call with me, or you can visit my page at daringliving.com/coaching. Again, on Instagram, that is daringliving, one word, or you can visit the page at daringliving.com/coaching. It's going to be so much fun. Talk to you later. Bye.